Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Hello. Welcome back. Welcome. Would you say, hey,
Shenanigans?
It is the first mini episode of whatever season this is.
We don't up, Tyra. Please spare me.
We don't know. We just know it's
new. You do know.
I don't know the number. I just know it's a new one.
You don't find
it's that. A new season.
It's stressful.
Welcome to the first mini, guys.
Jenny's mini,
where we just have a hot topic and no segments.
Hot top.
I could use some hot top. This ain't uncut. Okay.
No, it's not uncut. Don't get me started. Ain't nobody talking about hot top today.
But a hot topic that I do have before we get the episode started is I do want to talk about the It Girl Summit, because that is the hot topic. The It Girl Summit is fastly approaching. It's just a few weeks away by the time y'all listen to this. And it is quickly approaching, and the tickets are selling. And y'all need to make sure that y'all get one. The It Girl Summit is a day. Huh, Jenny? Get one of them things.
They need to get them one of them things.
It's a day full of connecting, socializing. You know, we are going to be having a live Shenanigans mini episode. So if you like our episodes and you want to hear us live, especially the minis, definitely get your ticket. And we also will have workshops around being well and being loved and helping you be the best you that you can be. We're going to have a social lunch hour with DJ Betty Rubble. We're going to have a happy hour at the end. And just a fun day of mingling and trying to help you figure out how you can be that girl, that it girl. So you got to go to our website, thestrengthofshe.com/events to get your ticket. And it is Saturday, October 28th at the Speakeasy. So we will see y'all there. That is such a hot topic. We don't want y'all to miss our biggest event of the year. Because it is.
Oh, good.
So let's just hop in the episode now. We start every episode with the icebreaker question so that our listeners can get to know us more. And really, we get to know each other more, because some stuff I don't know until y'all tell me. So this week's icebreaker is, if your energy was a color, what color would it be? I can tell you what I think mine is. I'll tell you the first color that came to my mind. I think mine would be orange, because what? It's very vibrant. It's not really like a feminine color or a masculine color. It's just, you know, kind of like for everybody. It's not really like a red where it's a little bit aggressive. You know, we kind of associate aggression with red or being mad, but it's still like in the family, you know, but it's not too soft like a pink or like a light pink. So it's just kind of like right there, you know, in the middle, because I think I'm a pretty vibrant person. And I feel like
I definitely see you as an orange.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm an orange type of girl.
I think so. I had a few colors come to mind with me, but then I was like, that's not my energy all the time. I could see myself as maybe like a magenta.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah, because it's like feminine, but can kind of go in between. It's a little deep, so have like some boldness and some intensity. I know I can be a little intense mm-hmm. sometimes, but then I can also be playful. So it just kind of and goofy and a nut. So I think it just falls kind of in that good little mix of space.
I feel like where I'm struggling is thinking about one color that I like my energy constantly is, because I feel like it shifts. So I'm trying to think of one color that I can think that would sum it up. Oh, let's see.
Okay, let me tell you what color I see. This is about to be weird, but I can see you as like at first I was going to go with like a softish blue. But then now I'm getting a little bit more of like a periwinkle, because it is it's a very unique, peculiar color, but it's soft.
It's interesting because I was kind of thinking like a light teal, kind of bluish, kind of like not like dark, kind of like you know. I just think of like water. But kind of like,
yeah,
not real light, but kind of like in between.
What I like about periwinkle is I feel like it's a very inquisitive color.
Yes.
And Jenny got questions on questions, okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's giving.
Yeah, because it gives a little bit of blue, but a little bit of purple. Like, you can see different things when you look at it from different angles, you know?
I can relate to that. I think that's along the lines of
I like those colors. Those are some great colors to describe y'all, and I'm really interested to see. Ours is orange, magenta, periwinkle for Papa.
Periwinkle Papa. I'm changing my name and my phone.
Periwinkle Papa. People are probably like, why do they call that girl Papa?
I have to send a video of Tristan calling her Papa on her birthday.
Yes, please. Please do. That's her name. She told us her name was Papa one day and it stuck.
Stuck. Because Papa take care of her girls.
Papa sounds like a pimp.
Period. Because she is pimping us out.
And you do. And
but
you
I
do.
Y'all, right?
See that?
That's so funny.
Well, I'm can't wait to hear what our listeners, what colors they use to describe themselves. So y'all gotta let us know at shenanigans_pod on our Instagram and our Twitter what color y'all's energy is. I sound so country when I say y'all. Well, it's time to hop into our hot topic today. You know, you would think after all these years we would have another name for the hot topic, but it is what it is.
No, absolutely not.
Not at all. So we're going to hop into our hot topic this week. And on this episode, we're going to talk about aging and getting older.
Stress.
Why are you stressed? How you feel about getting older? It stresses you out?
You know, here's the thing. When people be like, oh, you know, we getting kind of old out here. I'd be like, don't put that on me. I'm actually not getting old. I'm a spring chicken. I feel like a spring chicken is giving aging backwards. It's giving just pull this chicken out the oven fresh. I don't know. So, I mean, age doesn't really bother me because I don't really look at myself as old. But my body be doing old things. And that's what stresses me out.
Yeah, I can understand that. Jenny, how do you feel about getting older? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, okay. So I too kind of feel like I'm aging backwards and just like you know, just doing things and just having like a different outlook on life and, you know, just feeling young. But I feel like I look forward to aging. You know, I feel like my soul has always been older. And now it feels like my soul is actually catching up to my age. But I also feel like, there's just so many things that I want to do that makes me feel older. But I think that with that, kind of along with Aisha is saying, like, just, I feel like I'm noticing my body go through different changes and like, for example, with sleep. And maybe I've been doing sleep all wrong the whole time, but it feels like I have to have a certain amount of sleep or I'm unwell. So it could be aging, or it could be I've been doing it wrong the whole time and I should have been getting more rest and now it's
Jenny,
catching up with me. I don't know. I was down real bad last night. When me and Lexi, we went to Fort Wayne for a musical. When we were driving back, like, first of all, I was kind of dozing off on the way there and it was just 8 o'clock. But we got back like at 1:30 and she kept telling, she was like, Jen, just put the seat back and go to sleep.
That's hilarious. And relatable.
So yeah.
But Jenny, how much sleep do you get when you get up for the gym at 5 a.m.?
So I don't consistently go at 5. That's always the goal. And I mean, on a good day, I'm on a good night, maybe 6.5 hours.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because I used to be able to 6 hours. I'm good. I'm straight. It's giving 8 to 9 hours, shawty. And I don't go to bed at a decent enough time for that to happen. But now 6 hours feels like I haven't slept. So, relatable. What about you, Tyra?
Yeah. You know, I actually, there's a lot of like stigma to aging. It's just a universal societal thing that, like, you know, everybody wants to cling to their youth. But, you know, I don't mind aging. Aging doesn't bother me. Because I plan to live a long time and I plan to live a long life. And I still feel like I still got more years ahead of me than the ones that I've lived. So getting older doesn't bother me. I embrace it. I still feel very young. And maybe because I don't take things too seriously, I'm still very playful. But it really blows my mind that I'm 33. I know. Like, I'm like, you know.
You are?
Yeah, I'm 33.
I know. I don't know how old nobody is. I didn't know how old Jenny was turning last week.
Yeah, I'm 33, so I'm like in the 30s, you know. Like, I'm in them.
Yeah, you're pushing mids.
I am. I'm pushing mids.
Which is wild because we've known each other since we was 18, 19.
No, for real. I'm like, you knew me since I was a teenager. Legit.
Literally.
How weird. But yeah, so I don't mind it. I guess I'm just looking forward to, you know, life. Because I mean, I plan to, like you said, be a spring chicken for as long as I live. At the Fantasia and Joe concert, it was people in their 50s and 60s in there dropping it low. And it's probably going to be me.
Period.
I hope that's going to be me. That's what I want to be. I want to still be moving, grooving, traveling. Also, another thing is, like, I had a child in my 30s, which isn't, like, unheard of. But then when I think, like, I'll be approaching my late 30s when she goes to kindergarten. So I just feel like that will still definitely keep me youthful. Yeah, because I have such a small child. And I'll be telling my friends, I feel like a teen mom all the time. I do.
I'm stressed. A teen mom.
I do. I feel like a teen mom. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, nobody does, right? But like,
shit.
We just winging it.
I cannot.
Teen mom.
I cannot.
It's giving.
You know what? It's giving.
It's giving teen mom.
Oh my God. You know what? You know what keeps me excited though? Because I feel like I've gotten finer as I've gotten older. And I love that for me because I was a little alien looking teenager, and I hate that for her. So I know she feels good about how she looks now. But like black women that be aging, like Nia Long, Angela Bassett, like you know how old they are? They are fine. Hell, Joan, why ain't thinking of her real name?
Tracy Ellis
right
Ross.
Tracy Ellis Ross. Didn't she just turn 50? Ain't no way. She better than that thing. 50 years old. Yeah. Can't tell. Let me look anywhere close to that at 50. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna tell me to go sit my ass down somewhere because I'm gonna be out here popping. Popping and dropping it low. But I think that is the reality that we do have to do more maintenance. I feel like it's because when we were younger, everything you didn't have to think about what you ate. Your body just burned off calories and fat. You was just skinny all the time for no reason. You never worked out. Like, I'm like, who are these young girls getting? Easy, child. That, and then we could stay up all night and wake up the next morning and might be a little sleepy, but it shook right on off. Like, our bodies don't work like that anymore. So it's we're constantly having to keep up and do the maintenance. And when stuff stops working, figure something else out. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what makes me a little tired, a little sleepy about aging, is just constantly trying to figure out what's a good maintenance plan for me to keep my spring chicken spring.
Mm-hmm. I know y'all talked about it a little bit, but if y'all care to share more in detail, what are some of the body changes that y'all have noticed as you have gotten older? For me, one, alcohol. You know, I used to be able to mix, knock them back. Now my body is like, what are you doing? Like, it does not make me feel, I can't do sugary drinks like that. I mean, you know, maybe like one or two, but like, I mean, when I was in my 20s and in the recovery, I didn't need none, you know, like.
We was doing it again the next day.
Literally, all weekend, Thursday through Saturday, just getting lit, knocking them back, sleeping on a couple hours, going to work, doing it again.
You know what? Over and over.
That just makes me tired thinking about that.
I can still mix and I'll be pretty straight. That hasn't really changed for me. I think it's been more of like, you know, all my body parts breaking down. Like, it's like, you know, when they talk about you hit certain ages, you got to go get certain exams. It feel like mine is like in the pre-order of that. Like, don't be requesting all these pre-orders of my body breaking down, of just stuff just not working. You wake up, your hips hurt. And I feel like for me, it's more of like those kind of things and just kind of trying to push through that and just being tired.
Yeah, I think, well, I will say with alcohol, I realize that I have to be more hydrated than previously. Mm-hmm. You know, previously I probably was dehydrated in my 20s and it still was fine. But now I notice that I have to drink a certain amount of water daily if I'm going to have some alcohol, because the headaches speak. But I think body wise, so, you know, I did bedside nursing for almost 10 years, which you constantly on your feet, you moving around for 12 hours. And I realized that, like, I mean, my back is fine, but it's probably worse than other people's backs who don't do this job. And I didn't realize until I went to a chiropractor. But as I got older, like doing that for 10 years, how I used to do that at the beginning of my career and when I ended doing that type of nursing, like I had to like recover from work. I would have like work hangovers, my body was tired. I had to wear like compression stockings because my legs would hurt so bad, and it was not like that when I graduated in my early 20s. So it's just crazy to see, you know, how I still can move and groove, but how just, you know, after a long time, the difference, you know, that that makes.
Yeah, like you said, you gotta have the things on hand. Gotta have some Tylenol, some Advil, compression socks. Gotta elevate.
You have a chiropractor.
All the things.
All the things. All the things. I feel like for me, one, I feel like I try to drink a lot of water each day, and it's like even throughout the day, like if I realized, or if my body realizes, okay, you ain't been drinking as much water as you should, like I'll start getting a headache. And so it's like, I'm like, okay, my body is telling me I need this water. And then I also, for some reason, I mean, I've never injured my back, but you know, I deal with a lot of like lower back and then like tight hips. And so I feel like just through working out, that kind of just made me realize, okay, even with me stretching, you know, or I need to stretch more often because my hips and like my back and stuff like that be hurting. And I have like a really bad fear of like injuring my back. And so it just kind of scares me that like, okay, I need to kind of address this now so it doesn't get worse as I age.
Do y'all feel like your body is legitimately changing, or like now you're older and wiser, so you're more in tune with your body and you're listening to what it needs? Or maybe a combination of both.
I was gonna say probably a combination of both. It's definitely changing.
Mm-hmm.
And has different needs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, some of the stuff we just talked about of, yeah, we probably needed to hydrate more. Yeah, we probably needed more sleep. You know, those are things that we definitely took for granted. And thank goodness our bodies just kept on rolling with us through them years. But I think it's definitely a mixture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, like with some of the pain, the back pain and like tightness of my hips, I think that may have always been there. But I think it's been me like, oh, just kind of brushing it off for something else, or thinking like, oh, well, I might have, you know, did X, Y, and Z, and that's why it's feeling this way. And, you know, I think I am, you know, I do pay more attention to my body now and listen to it. So I think that it could have always been there, because I do remember, you know, some of the pain that I experience now being there, but I don't think I took it as seriously.
Is there anything that y'all are looking forward to as you get older? Anything like related to aging you're looking forward to?
I think just continuing to know myself. I think that's probably been what I've enjoyed the most. It's just unlocking more and more self-awareness, which has helped me, you know, just unlock more confidence and gave me more of a vision of what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, you know, what I wanted my life to look like. And so I think constantly tapping into that makes me more excited about those things. So I think for me, that's probably it.
So there's a few things that I'm looking forward to, but the first thing that came in mind, and I just shouldn't probably have this on my mind, but I look forward to the fine men's. Now, men are fine now, but I feel like as they get older, they get even more fine. And I'm like, okay, now I can, yeah, but no, I mean that too. But I mean, everything that I used to say, I think just within the last year, you know, there, I feel like there's been so many different changes with me and, you know, just my confidence with different things and just letting go of a lot of stuff. So I just really want to continue that. And I know that self-awareness or, you know, coming to is going to be a journey as things happen, but really being able to unlock, who it is that I envision in my mind that I want to be and walk.
Yeah. Agree. I mean, y'all pretty much summed up everything that I would have said. But in my mind, when I think of older, I think like, and this is kind of crazy because if you think of movies like, and I'm specifically talking about like The Friendship, but like Waiting to Exhale, when you think like movies like that, in the movies, they're like, okay, portraying that they're in their 30s, which mm-hmm. is kind of wild. Like, because, you know, back then 30s was different. They said, you know, 30s the new 20 now, whatever. Because right. in my mind, that's like mid 40s.
Yeah, they definitely was giving not where I'm at right now.
Absolutely not. So I just am looking forward to seeing like all of my sister friends. I mean, we already are grown women, but really just tap into it more and see how they elevate, see how I elevate, see how our friendships grow, see all these trips. I was thinking about my 35th birthday the other day and where I want to go. And, you know, like all my friends, I can envision my friends being there and just us doing all of these amazing things. So that's what I look forward to, because I just see our money getting better, you know, us yeah. getting finer, absolutely. You know, us just having even more fun. That's what I see when I see like us getting older and mm-hmm. growing up even more.
Transition out of the ghetto years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. and slide into some more ease. Even more ease.
Soft life me.
Soft please. Life me for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. Just go ahead and unlock. Unlock that little stage.
Immediately.
Right. Here to stay. Moving in.
Well, I'm glad to hear that y'all have positive thoughts about aging, because I feel like we don't really talk about it, but I see so many things on social media and it really annoys me when people are being like, we in our 30s, we getting old. No, we're not. You're getting old. I'm not old. You speak that over yourself. You don't speak that on us.
Right.
At all.
30 is not even old, honestly.
At all.
Like,
not at all.
Not
so I'm glad to hear that yeah, y'all have good thoughts about it. You know, I pray our bodies stay intact as we get older and we're still able bodied and not too many drastic things happen.
Bless it. Hope not. You gotta hold it together. Take care of the water your plants.
Water your plants. Water your plants.
Overwater your plants. And use sunscreen.
No, for real. No, for real. Put the SPF on.
Put that SPF on.
Well, we would love to know how y'all feel about getting older, how y'all feel about aging, any words of wisdom that we can carry into aging, or if you have any fears that you want to discuss with us, you're always welcome to chat with us on our social sites at @shenanigans_pod on Instagram and Twitter. And like I've been saying lately, Lord willing, we will see y'all in 2 weeks.
Perfect. Bye. Bye.